Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
The one thing that I can tell you, right now is the fact that on Namibia's Heart and Soul, we love local music. A very good morning to you. Time is exactly 8:35 on Fresh Breakfast right here with the NSK and Chekwan. We did promise you a little bit earlier on that we're going to be having a very interesting, insightful, just lekker conversation on this Tuesday morning. And we are having a conversation with the team from the Vela Wellness Retreat. They're going to teach me how to pronounce it properly, by the way. And we're having a conversation with the founder, who is a clinical psychologist, Elsa B. Grotzinger. She has to school me on this. Good morning, Elsa B. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, lovely to have you. Please extend me some grace, apart from the fact that I'm Herero. Please just school me on how to pronounce your surname right.
It's Grotzinger and Grotzinger. It's Valor.
Valor.
Yes.
All right. Got it. All right. So a very good morning to you if you just join us right now. Joining us today is someone whose work is transforming the way that we think about mental health and healing in Namibia. Now, she is a highly respected clinical psychologist with a deep passion for wellness, emotional resilience, and holistic care. So Elsa B is going to break down quite a lot of things right now, but she is also the visionary founder behind this wellness center that we're going to just be, you know, obviously talking about this morning. And it's going to be coming from the person who created this baby, right? So Elsa B, if you have to look back to where you are right now, everything that you've achieved in your career over the years, what is the one thing that you are most proud of?
Definitely a Valor Wellness Retreat.
Yeah,
I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be here today.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't a lifelong dream. It was. It actually started during COVID, when we as psychologists were with the rest of the medical professionals out there at the front line, trying to be strong for the nation while we had our own fears. And I was fortunate enough and I had this place that I could break away. There was nothing there. It was just this little piece of land. With trees. And I would go and sit there. And this idea came to me. I want to share this with everybody else. If I could heal like this.
And this peace that I feel.
This peace. Yeah. And this, the mental and physical strength that I would return. And that is for sure my proudest. And I have many, many
other things that you've achieved. Yes, yes, yes.
It.
This one is it.
Yeah.
So how many years did it take for you to get to this point? You said since COVID, right?
Yes, since COVID, we had a little piece of land and we were fortunate and this one next to this land became available. And I said, this is God speaking.
Come
this
on.
Must be it.
Come on.
So this is 18 months.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 18 months
in
dream.
The making.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, man. So we are going to be obviously looking at the heart behind the center itself. We're going to be looking at the services that are offered. And I think also just the incredible impact that it's already making. So to anyone who's listening, hearing about the center for the very first time, what inspired you to establish the center first of all, and how does it align with the vision for mental health in Namibia? Because I think now more than ever as Namibians we're a little bit more open to even talking about the struggles that we have with mental health, right?
Yes, so where
does the center fall in into that conversation?
It was actually both professional and personal principles that this was based on. As I've already alluded to, we were exhausted during COVID and we would end up with clients that couldn't even get off the couch and then were suicidal and just tired of everything, afraid. And sometimes on a Friday afternoon, I would sit with three clients and we wouldn't know what to do. And then we need to run around at that time and call family and hand over this broken people to their families and say, just keep this person alive until we can find a place where the person can be kept safe.
They can be safe,
Yes. And then, like I said, this little piece of land, and I would go there and I would come back rejuvenated every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started to taking my close friends and my mom who had COVID chests,
yeah,
you know, foggy brains and stuff.
And yeah, that was a terrible time. I had COVID. Yeah. I had COVID twice.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a nice experience at all.
Yeah, yeah. So the healing, and I truly just needed to share that with everybody else. And I'm so fortunate that I could actually do that.
You could do that, yeah. So also in studio, we are joined by Thuli. So Thuli is in charge of your marketing, right? So yes. Thuli, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I quickly just want to pick your brain. Hey, what would you say is the core philosophy of the center itself?
Yes, our slogan is Listen Within. We want to encourage everyone to just observe what they feel personally. Don't be afraid.
Yeah,
Let it expose itself. Mm-hmm. And you must feel comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah,
that's exactly. So when you listen to your inner voice, it gets you through everything.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So LCB, I just really want to know, obviously now, like I said earlier on, we're having the conversation a little bit more on mental health. And we know now that there are so many, you know, just mental health conditions, right? What exactly do you specialize in at the Wellness Center?
Yes, I specialize in treating a variety of mental conditions. Actually, psychologists can treat any mental condition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I specialize in trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And the method that I use is EMDR. So it's eye movement desensitization and reposition.
Mm.
The healing takes place within one session. You actually have to experience it.
Yeah.
One session. I had a client yesterday, and after the sessions, he said, "I don't know what you did with me."
Yeah.
But that is the...
And it was just one session.
Just one session.
Okay.
So, and it is complicated bereavement. It's trauma, because death is trauma.
Mm-mm.
And we all sit with all of this. So I specialize in trauma treatment, grief, mood disorders, depression, anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I also use cognitive behavioral therapy, which is also the best for depression and anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've heard
this. Yes, and then solution-focused brief therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Solution-focused brief therapy is solution-focused and it's brief. So it means that we understand the problem, but we don't focus on the problem, because what happens when you focus on the problem?
Mm.
People become stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and we're looking at the solutions.
Yeah. So when you talk about the solutions, what does it mean? It energizes both the therapist and it energizes the client, and that is when the magic happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have other like psychodynamic, that is where then we go into the deeper roots and we go and heal what needs to be healed there, the inner childhood.
Yeah.
So there's so many different disorders and therapy methods that we
that you use to tackle all of them, right?
I can just maybe to mention also.
Yeah.
So when I work with a client, it is what the client needs most at that time, and what therapy style works best with the client.
With the client. So obviously, every treatment will be different for every client, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can tell you one thing right now, LCB. Just hearing you speak is low key here, just healing my heart.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
I'm very, very passionate about mental health, by the way. I think that's why we're also having this conversation. It's just something that we need to stop shying away from, you know, because a lot of us are just struggling in silence. So if there's maybe someone who's listening right now, Thuli, maybe you can help us here. So anyone who's listening right now, hearing about this center for the first time, and they themselves have probably been struggling with quite a lot, isolating themselves, and they don't know where to get help, can you maybe just break down for us some of the services, if you will, that we can actually access at the center itself?
Yes. First of all, I would like to let everyone know that they are not alone. There are resources available. I know it's a scary, scary time. Usually people, there's still the stigma attached to mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
So people are afraid to come out.
Yeah.
But there are resources available, and Valor is one such resource. So
yeah, yeah.
I would just like to let them know that they can come to the retreat and have access to alternative therapy. So it's not just about our clinically excellent team,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's also about surrounding yourself with laughter, with peace, serenity, and we do alternative therapy in terms of music therapy, laughter therapy, animal therapy, so that it's just a nice environment to come to, and you shouldn't feel afraid to, you know, take that next step.
Yeah, yeah. So to you who's listening and hearing about Vela Wellness Retreat for the very first time, LCB, break down the setup for us. Because what you were saying is that during COVID, you know, going through the motions and everything that was going on in the world, you would use it as your escape, right? Mm. So to me, who's listening right now, that needs a little bit of a, just a vision. Like when I actually go there, this is what I can expect. How is this set up? Because I know it's out in nature. Yeah. It's close to a mayor, right?
That's correct.
Yes. So what's the setup for us?
Yeah, we are actually located just behind, what is the, now I can't remember.
Kransnees. Okay. The community Kransnees D12.
Yes. All right.
But it is open spaces. And when we actually turn off from the B1, we say, okay, we are driving to the mountain. Mm-hmm. So we have quite closed up mountains. We have open views.
Yeah.
So you will not be sitting in a building with walls. Mm. Both of our, all of our rooms, we have 18 rooms for the clients. Wow. All of our rooms have this mountain view and the open landscapes. We have specialized gardens for for where we the one is the sensory garden, one is the oasis garden, and we also have a prayers garden. So at the sensory garden, we allude you to those, your senses. So that is an incredible type of healing for anxiety, for instance, that is so undiagnosed. And if you don't mind, we can actually try it right now.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. I struggle with anxiety every single day, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. So then this is already a tip for you that
I'm
you can
case
use.
Study.
So what? Yeah. So we are. You're going to use our senses. So the first thing would be, what do you see? Mm. So you just mention for me, what do you see right now? So you just look around. Mm-hmm. What do you see? You can tell me.
I see beautiful Elsie in front of me.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And what else do you see?
I see beautiful Tuli as well. I have to acknowledge that.
Yes.
What I do see, the white walls, right?
The white walls.
Yeah.
The light.
Yeah.
We see
the TV screens.
The TV screens, the mic.
Yeah.
See the newspaper. So you say as many things that you can see.
Mm.
What do we hear? So now we close and then we just listen. What do you hear?
Mm.
I hear the aircon.
Yes, I hear the aircon. I'm hearing my breathing.
Yeah. I hear your laughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It feels like it's so weird for me to say this, but it kind of just, that moment was so quiet for me because my brain is hardly ever quiet.
Quietness, and we got that quiet at the same time.
Mm.
What do you smell? So we can even smell ourselves. We can smell the air.
Yeah.
Smell our perfume. What do you smell?
I'm smelling this diffuser that we have in the studio. Yeah. It's quite strong.
Yeah. Okay, now touch. You can touch. What do you touch?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm feeling my coat.
Your coat.
Yes.
You touch your
jean. Oh, and my jean.
It's
a material. Yes.
Face.
Mm-hmm.
Touch my hair. That's the front types of
textures.
Yeah. And then what do you taste?
The coffee that I had this morning.
I just taste sickness.
Oh, is that? Oh, because she has a flu, by the way. Yeah.
So you see, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Mm. You feel relaxed.
I feel relaxed.
Because your tension was not totally taken away.
Oh, wow.
And that is what happens. We just divert your attention to whatever is outside from you.
Yeah. All right. So, LCB, we're running a little bit out of time right now. So maybe you can let us know if there are any outreach programs where people can actually get a hold of you. Perhaps, Julie, you can help us with that as well. Maybe your social media, your website, so that they can just call you, you know, obviously in regards with more information that they need, whether you take medical aid, which medical aid and all of that. So first things first, let's start with the contact details and where we can get a hold of the Vela Wellness Retreat.
Okay, well, you can find us at Kransnees D12. That's approximately 45 kilometers south of Windhoek.
Yeah.
Our contact number is 081-485-5891. Once again, that's 081-485-5891.
Mm.
We are available on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah.
And our website is valor.com.na. Oh. Valor.com.na.
Fantastic. What I'll also do to the listeners, I'll share that with them. We'll put it on our WhatsApp status as well. Elsabi, any final words for you? To all our beautiful Fresh FM listeners who have been tuned in to your lovely soothing voice.
Yes, definitely. Inpatient care is very important. Mm. So inpatient care becomes valid when we cannot cope with our day-to-day responsibilities anymore. And sometimes just to go for a session, outpatient session, is not enough. So it is when we require longer treatment and a more focused and multidisciplinary treatment all at once. And that is taking you out of your daily environment so that we can listen within and focus
on
ourselves, becoming aware
what
we need to do to start our healing journey.
Yeah, fantastic. Elsabi and Tuli, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
This was quite an insightful conversation. Genuinely, we need to have these conversations. And I can tell you right now, there are so many people texting on the WhatsApp line. I will get back to everybody. But thank you so much and all the best for the vision and the prayers that you have for the wellness retreat. I'm pretty sure that it's going to save so many people's lives.
Thank you very much. Right. We really appreciate being
fantastic. So I will share all the contact details with you. But for now, I'll keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.